Now, over the last number of months, the morning show has been speaking to same-sex couples who are battling with the law for parental rights. And we're going to speak to one parent who says, this time last year I sat in a room with Simon Harris, Minister for Health, where he promised to commence the relevant sections of the Children and Family Relationships Act 2015, and that would allow some same-sex partners to have their parental rights recognised. That was October 2018. Hey, we've moved on. And Marie and her wife have now started a petition calling on their rights as parents to be recognised. And Anne-Marie joins me now. Hello, Anne-Marie. Good morning.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Okay, thank you. As I say, we've spoken to many people in different situations, but a common thread with them. Can you tell us, characterise your difficulty at the moment with your wife and being recognised as parents?
Yeah, we've just had a little boy and he's asleep at the moment, so if he wakes up at any point, I apologise for the crying in the background.
Oh, we've had one already in the studio, so no problem there.
Okay, okay. Well, he's 4 weeks old, and, you know, in terms of getting access to a GP, in terms of getting a birth cert, in terms of getting a passport, this presents huge difficulties for us because my wife can't be named on the birth cert and therefore can't consent to any medical treatment. I have to sign a declaration to say I'm a sole parent, despite the fact that I'm married to my wife.
Okay, and how did you go about looking for that recognition, and what barriers did you encounter?
Well, I suppose the difficulties we've had over the past number of years is that I suppose I'm a lawyer by qualification, so I'm aware of the legislation that's in place. And in 2005, prior to the Marriage Equality Referendum, the Children and Family Relationships Act was enacted. Unfortunately, the relevant provisions within that act that would allow us to get recognition for my wife as the second parent to our son haven't been commenced yet. And a lot of families are in this position and have been campaigning to get the Minister for Health, who has part responsibility for commencing these sections, to do his job, basically, and to get everything in place to allow that to happen. And as you quoted me there, I did sit in the room last year with Simon Harris, where he said that the legislation would be commenced in October 2018. And it seems that the only thing that happened, I suppose, that's significant to us in October 2018 was the conception of our son.
Right.
So we were working off the premise that this legislation would be in place by the time he would be born, and we wouldn't have these issues.
And can you tell me, is there any responsibility or area of responsibility for Catherine Sapone? And if so, is there an overlap or a crack in the middle, or is it relevant at all?
I think there is an area of responsibility in terms of, you know, children's rights. One of the significant parts of the legislation is that it would establish a donor conceived register, which would preserve, I suppose, the genetic heritage or biological parentage of children conceived through donor-assisted human reproduction. Unfortunately, her department doesn't actually have any role in commencing this piece of legislation. It's between the Department of Health and the Department of Social Protection. So we've already seen two amendment acts that had to be put through because of technical errors, which delayed the initial commencement that had to be fixed. And one was brought by the Department of Health last July, and it was on that basis Simon Harris believed that he may have been able to commence the legislation in October 2018. But unfortunately then it was identified that the Department of Social Protection had to correct parts within their piece of the legislation, and that only went through a number of months ago.
Right, so Anne-Marie, are you, you know, a single parent, like, what's your status at the moment?
Let's put it this way. If I went and applied for a single parent allowance, I'd be denied on the basis that I'm married.
Right.
And my child had somebody that commits to their welfare and maintaining them, so I'd be denied that. But at the same time, I have to sign a declaration to say I am a sole parent to get him a birth cert.
Gotcha, yeah. So, right, how do we get around this one then?
Well, I suppose the difficulty we're facing at the moment is that we had further promises that the legislation would be commenced by October 2019. And that was written into a piece of legislation when Regina Doherty put through her amendment bill a number of months ago. So we had further hopes that this would be commenced in October 2019, which would give us, a short period of time during which I'd have to deal with the fact that I'm legally seen as the sole parent. And now we've just been told that that's going to be delayed till May 2020. So my son will be at least a year old before we can seek any second parent recognition for my wife.
Are you restricted from travelling then in some way?
Unless I sign a declaration to say I'm sole parent and guardian of my son, I won't be able to get a passport for
it. And if you did that, can you get it retrospectively annulled and then the proper recognition be enacted?
When the legislation is commenced, there is a process for re-registration for certain types of children conceived prior to commencement. I suppose the difficulty we have is just we've been promised multiple times that this legislation would be commenced. We expected it to be commenced last year, we expected it to be commenced this year, and now we're told, oh no, it's 2020. There's a significant risk, without further political pressure, that this will go beyond 2020 and it'll just be kept putting on the long finger, and some issue will keep cropping up that they hadn't anticipated or that they hadn't bothered to resolve prior to this. One of the most recent issues is the lack of engagement with fertility clinics in Ireland, because they're regulated under this legislation. And it was only May of this year, as I understand it, that anybody thought to even contact them.
Yes.
And to try and see what their difficulties might be if they were putting this regime into practice.
Political commentators tell me as well that there's probably an election next spring, so that could put it back even further, couldn't it?
Absolutely. In terms of political priorities, it should have been a priority in 2015 when the legislation was enacted. And here we are with children who are 4 and 5 years old, nearly before the legislation's even commenced, with no recognition of their relationship with their second parent.
So what would it take now to regularise this? If Simon Harris has to, link up with Regina Doherty and maybe keep Catherine Sapone as well informed, is it the three of them between them can actually work it out?
All it would take to resolve this issue at this present time would be to sign a commencement order for parts 2, 3 and even 9 if they wished, although that automatically commences in October. To allow us to get recognition. The problem that they have in practice and that they didn't foresee is that fertility clinics currently store donor gametes and embryos, which wouldn't be covered under the legislation, and that's where they've fallen down at the final hurdle, I suppose, as they see it, and have decided to delay till May 2020.
Right, so as a lawyer, can you actually say, I can see difficulty in formulating this, not just because of the reasons you just mentioned a second ago, but there are other situations which could be recognised that don't deserve to be recognised, and they've got a fear that in the wording of the new law, something like that might happen.
No, I think the problem is with the wording of the new law is that they've been too restrictive. This legislation will only allow recognition for second parents in situations where the child is conceived prospectively using donor sperm. So obviously that would be signify a first significant recognition for same-sex female couples who use donor sperm to conceive their children, but it will also impact on heterosexual couples who use donor sperm to conceive their children. But it doesn't include things like reciprocal IVF. It doesn't include things like known donors, where they're personally known to the parents of the child, and certain other procedures that are offered abroad, but not offered in Ireland by fertility clinics. This is a very restrictive piece of legislation. It will only allow recognition to a very finite number of parents, but at the same time, it's very significant, the fact that it's not in place for the parents that already exist, including my wife.
Okay, Anne-Marie, you seem to be fighting the good fight anyway, so is the summertime a bit of a lull and you're getting your petition together and organise people of like mind and supporters to presumably send it to Simon Harris?
Yeah, any contact, I suppose, with Simon Harris or indeed his colleagues to keep political pressure on this particular point and show that, you know, we're not going away, we're still waiting, we need this, if only to have a legal relationship with our child and secure his rights to medical treatment, to travel and things like that with his other mother. So I suppose, yeah, and there are other petitions ongoing as well. I know Renee von Medding, who is fighting for recognition.
Yep, we've spoken to Renee several times, yeah.
She's doing fantastic work, highlighting the fact that this legislation is only the first piece in a larger puzzle, I suppose. We're just lucky that we will benefit from this particular section if it is ever commenced.
All right. Well, the best of luck to you and your baby son and to your wife. And we must talk again. Thank you very much indeed,
Anne-Marie. Thanks a million, Declan.
Thank you. Look after yourself.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much.